Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, a positive session for Northern Hemisphere markets overnight has the Australian market poised to deliver its fifth consecutive day of gains. SPY futures ended with a solid improvement. They were up by 36 points or 0.6% at the conclusion of after hours trade. And that came at the hands of some nice improvements as far as US and European markets were concerned. In Europe, the FTSE was up by 1%, the German DAX rose by 1.3%, and the Spanish market did quite well. It was up by around 2%. That trend continued in Northern American trade. We had the Dow finish with a gain of 1.5%, the NASDAQ up by 2.1%, and the S&P 500 rose by 1.7%. So the trends that we saw on Wall Street last night were quite interesting. Probably the most noteworthy aspect of things is that energy stocks performed very well because of the rebound or continuing rebound in oil prices overnight. So we had NYMEX light sweet crude oil up by about 4.8%, and Brent crude was up by 3.2%. So energy-related stocks and energy producers did quite well. Marathon Oil was up 6%. Baker Hughes and Halliburton, providers of services to the energy sector, did very nicely. They were each up by around 7% as well. And that also speaks to the incremental opening up of economies around the world, creating a greater need for energy. And that may have been a factor behind the larger than expected drawdown for US oil inventories in the last week, which was another factor pushing oil prices higher. On that story in relation to the opening up of economies, one of the most recent additions to that story in terms of share prices moving higher has been the casino cohort. So MGM Resorts was one of the most improved in the S&P 500 overnight. That stock was up by around 8%. Another important theme that we have seen in recent times is the performance of certain retailers really being able to deliver on their digital strategies, which has seen a surge in their online sales. So that was again a story overnight with better than expected earnings from Lowe's and from Target. And so just to give you a sense, both of those shares were either weaker or flat overnight. Target down 3%, Lowe's was flat. But in the last 2 months, we've seen Target shares up by 27% and Lowe's up by 33%, in part because of their ability to execute very well in online terms. So an important part of that story is the robustness of your technological backbone. So those organizations wouldn't be able to do that unless they had that technology. And that is part of the reason why Amazon and Microsoft continue to do well overnight. So both of those stocks higher, Amazon up 2%, Microsoft up by 1.5%. Elsewhere, we also saw Facebook shares hit a new record high. They were up 6% last night. Part of the reason for that is that they have been rolling out or in the process of rolling out a new e-commerce solution. Again, that is in line with what we have seen given those strong online results for the other organizations. So in year-to-date terms, Facebook shares are up by 12%, which is an extraordinary performance given the overall weakness of the markets. Elsewhere, we had the US Federal Reserve release the minutes from their last policy setting meeting. This meeting was convened at the end of April, the 28th and the 29th. So no surprises in terms of the outlook, which was steeped with many concerns, amongst which we heard them discuss the risks of a second wave of infections. But the release of these minutes pretty much flew under the radar last night and had no impact really as far as prices were concerned. Metals prices did quite well on the London Metals Exchange last night. Copper and nickel were up by about 1.7%. Iron ore has fallen in the last day, down by around 2% to just over $96 a ton. So on the local front today, we'll be looking forward to detailed employment data. And at lunchtime, we'll also be hearing from the RBA governor. That will be interesting to see what he has to say. The Aussie dollar continues to move higher. It's just short of 66 US cents at the moment.